Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 14th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, A Crack in the World, which first aired on October 13th, 2012, written by Seth Walker, based on stories by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Nobuhiro Suzumura and Akihiro Noguchi. And we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1... go.
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
You know, I did notice it before. Do all of their shoes have the stripes on them? Also, this is pretty good.
The Raider must be going rogue, attacking in odd places like that island. But why?
Also, where's Antonio? He should probably be helping out. Oh, that had to hurt. That looks like concrete.
The Raider has made a series of attacks on us. If he's fighting us and Master Zandred, he must be up to something big.
Just leave the sticks outside, that's fine.
If we put a dot on the map for each recent Nylock attack, like I did with those stones outside, this is what we get. Oh, I see it. Now what am I seeing again?
Let him finish, Mike.
Well, Serrator doesn't seem like the type of Nylock to just attack randomly. I'm thinking there must be a pattern. I mean, why else would Master Zandred and Dayu attack Serrator? He really got out of there fast. Look, if we mark the places where Serrator has appeared or has sent a Nylock himself...
They form a line.
Oh. Yeah, this can't be a coincidence. Serrator's definitely up to something.
And knowing him, it's probably something really bad.
Don't worry. Whatever he's up to, we'll stop it.
What could it be?
Zandred soaking in the Sanzu to re-energize his power. I'm free to finish my plan, but I must act now. Pestilox!
You called, boss? So what is it you need from me, huh?
I must place the final wedge in the earth to complete my plan. So if you can just create human misery at the spot where this locator lights up, you will be rewarded.
Don't worry, I'll definitely create a buzz.
Soon, I will rule both worlds.
He's kept talking after hitting the water. Just saying. Probably should have had him say the line, then fall into the water. Eh, what am I saying? I'm no director, though. And considering I believe that Sentai footage probably only had so much time, but I think they could have worked around the footage there. Meanwhile, Antonio's been fishing. Is it really?
Golden.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to drop his morpher into the water. Oh, silky pajamas. How can they afford that? Cheese. Really? That seems very evil with a dead fish.
Stay out of my way. How many times do I have to tell you?
At last, time to complete my plan.
I know what you're up to. I figured it out a while ago. Well, 2 minutes ago, but still. You're driving wedges of misery into the human world to split it open so you can instantly flood the Earth.
Impressive. The Noodlehead actually figured it out.
I just wish I discovered the level of your traitorous insanity earlier. This is incredibly risky. Tearing an opening between our worlds could destroy them both. I don't know about you, but I try to keep my chances of being destroyed to a minimum.
If it would help me rule both worlds, I'd destroy you 1,000 times over.
Once the boss recovers from drying out, he'll rip you and your plan apart. Wait, you don't have the power to split open their world. You need someone filled with Nylock rage and human sorrow to do it. Decker, you need him to deliver the final strike, don't you?
Wow, you're on a streak. And I set this all up over 200 years ago.
But there's no way it can succeed. He'll never agree to it.
Everybody has a price, and I have something he wants. Nothing will stop
200 years.
Now, especially you.
We can't just sit here waiting for Serrator to show up. He needs to pay for deceiving us. What?
Please, stay away from Serrator until he fixes my sword or Masa.
Decker, you're a fool if you really think he's going to help you.
You'd be trouble if you knew how much my plan depended on you, Decker. But luckily, you are ever so easy to manipulate. Repaired perfectly. Soon this world will be mine.
This is the spot for Serrator's final wedge.
You mean after all this time it was that easy to fix Serrator? Or not Serrator, the sword.
He's attacking a spot that's right in line with the others. The longer the line gets, it's like he's cutting the earth in two.
Wait, could he really split
no,
the earth like that?
Just that one spot.
His plan. All that's gonna be cut is his plan. Let's roll.
I'll call Antonio. Tell him to meet you there.
Hello? What? I'm right near there. Samurai Morpher! Goldfowl!
Hey, Mr. Ranger. Hey, wait. Hold on. I hope that didn't catch pictures of him transforming like, what's his name? Carlos back in space. That would suck. Nothing better than some fast food after having just done all that exercise work.
Hey guys, why not join the crowd? That greasy junk food you eat might make you sick, but my bugs will make you sicker.
Oh, are they gonna find the pictures of Antonio?
Oh, wait, I'm just hungry.
Okay, sure. Hey, look, they just reused footage.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Seriously? That's not gonna work. How is it still taking pictures? Did he shove Spike shoved fries up his nose and then ate them? Ugh. Antonio was right there. Why did it take him so long to get there?
I just gave them a little stomach bug, and there's no cure.
Yeah? Well, what if I defeat you?
You can't if you're sick too.
He wears a helmet. I don't know that that would work, right? There's not even a mouthpiece.
Watch out. He can summon up swarms of these weird bugs.
They're not the only things I can summon. Time to wing it.
Force spear, leaf storm. Fire smasher, cannon blast mode.
Return to sender.
Ooh, sweet, that worked. Oh. Okay, this part was kind of cool there for a minute.
Stop your meddling.
Never. We've seen the pattern to your attacks, and we're here to tell you it's the end of the line.
So, you really think you figured...
Actually, it isn't. It's kind of in the middle, kind of.
Very soon, the final wedge will be in place, and there's no way you can stop it.
Wedge? What? A what?
Wedge, guys. Wedge.
A wedge of human sadness put in just the right place to split the earth in two.
I can't let that happen.
Go,
but you're not getting the whole earth. You're just getting that one small section.
Pathetic humans. Suffering humans coming up.
No.
Oh, you're so annoying.
We're happy to bug you any day, anytime. We'll help Antonio.
Okay, Mia, Emily, let's go.
Okay.
Bazooka blast!
You again?
Make sure those people are okay.
On it. Great.
You know, right there, it looked like someone was holding the front end or possibly was on something of the... Oh, is he drying out? Ooh. Anyway, his blaster. Because it was not moving.
You know why I'm here. You've come for your real sword, Uramasa. Good timing. My plan is reaching its climax. That glow coming from those humans is their misery, creating a wedge in the earth. And, surprise, it's the final wedge I need. All of my attacks in this world were designed to create a line of human misery. I used Xandrid's monsters to orchestrate a symphony of human suffering to serve my brilliant objective. And now, each of the wedges I created are ready to be activated.
No!
Accept your fate. We're at the end of my perfect plan, and the end of the world as you know it. Welcome to the start.
But it's really just the crossing of, like, an island.
World will be bursting at the seams.
Yeah, like that.
To be split open with one mighty stroke. I will flood the entire earth with the Sanzu River. Not with a trickle like Master Xandrin had planned, but with a terrorizing torrent, the likes of which have never been seen. The earth will be entirely submerged in the red waters of evil, and I will finally become the ruler of both our worlds.
Fantastic monologue.
All in place.
I'm thinking Decker doesn't want that to happen, or is against it, or something. Yeah, I forgot it could do this. What's going on? Now you're really bugging me. Bazooka blast! Oh, everyone's okay now. No more tummy bugs. I'm guessing this is one of those things where it doesn't matter if the monster loses. That makes it sound like he was just going to stop at that.
Someone who feels the pain of both the human and nether worlds, but belongs to neither. That's you.
Oh. Okay.
We gotta stop them both. Right.
Stop meddling. Now nothing will stand in my way.
The sword just hit that one building. That was kind of funny.
I'm sure Mike won't mind if I borrow this. Same here. I'll thank Kevin later.
Oh, okay. Are they allowed to do that? Let's pull it out of their backs? We haven't seen these in a while. I'm guessing that's probably one of the last times. Did you guys notice the things on top of that one building bouncing around during the explosions? Hmm. Oh, okay. I thought they were going to make the cannon. Wow, nice. I'm almost wondering if this fight is from an older episode. Oh, till they do this part.
Samurai
You know, I just noticed something. He put the tiger thing in the black box to cause the armor, the big Megazord. Oh, technically this could still be from an older episode. I'll have to look into that. Nope, it looks like, there's Uramasa. But no, it looks like this is all from one episode of the series, later in the series, so just happen to use the older stuff.
No. All I want is my sword, Uramasa.
Of course you do. I planned for this. And made sure that your centuries of misery and rage were locked up inside of Uramasa.
What?
Yes. The only way to release yourself from all that pain is for you to quickly take your sword and strike before this wedge explodes. Trust me. With one quick slash, your curse will finally be broken, and you will truly be free.
Free. Free at last.
Uh-oh.
The energy is surging. The ground is weakening along the line. Get down!
This is interesting, because this is almost looking like a finale. Ouch. Well, he just face planted on some concrete, though.
Your world is crumbling before your own eyes. There's nothing you can do to stop me now.
To be continued. Hey, the voice of that Pestilex guy was John Tui. That's, Daggeron, and, oh, come on. And Doggy Kruger from SPD. That's cool. This is actually not a bad episode. Some bits and pieces could have been done better, but this makes it really look like we're in for a tough time here. The Rangers look like they've pretty much lost. It's kind of up to Decker to make the final blow to cause the big thing, the big tear. And because it requires getting Uramasa back and ending his pain, he very much could do it. That's going to be kind of cool. I'm looking forward to the next episode, which we will be watching next time, which is the 15th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai Stroke of Fate. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Let's go!